In 1948, these four machinist houses were finished. The power station was in operation 24 hours per day, and therefore you needed three shifts to man it every day and a fourth shift which was free. So therefore you needed four machinists, and since every shift consisted of two people, a machinist and an assistant, eight employees were needed for operating the power station alone. Then there were two people employed permanently for maintenance of buildings and of outside areas in Fleurly. And there was of course a director of the plant. That means a total of 11 people, all of them men back then, probably with their families, and many of them also with kids, were living in Fleurly. And that's how Fleurly becomes a living power community far away from the rest of civilization. It has its own store until 1955, it has a post office which closes in 1981, and it has a school until 1984. I'll tell you more about the school later. Many of the people living in Fleurly were descendants of the farmers and the stone quarriers living here before the power station got constructed. Some of them were new as well. The director of the power station, Toerleif Johannessen, and Solveig Johannessen, his wife for example, lived in Fleurly over 30 years, much of their lives. So did many other people. They lived here extensive periods of their lives, but all of them had to move away from Fleurly when they retired, because the houses were owned by the power company. Of course, when you lived in a location like Fleurly, you needed a hobby. Many of the men living in Fleurly had been out at sea previously, and they loved boats and engines, and that's why boat building was a big hobby for them. Of course, they would also be out on the fjord fishing for themselves or with their kids. The women, they could be making clothes for the entire family, which was quite normal back then, knitting or sewing, and many of them also had a small garden with vegetables and flowers. It was the men that were employed for the power station, and many of the women had no paid income. Rather, they would be watching over the kids, doing the household, and at times some of them would have paid tasks like cleaning the power station or providing food for guests of the power station. In the forest next to you here you see two small red barns. In these barns the villagers kept animals. That could be a pig or two that was often butchered for Christmas. Some of them had sheep and chickens, and there were even some cows around at some point. These animals needed winter feed, and therefore the grass in Fleurly was carefully harvested and dried to hay. Fleurly back then looked much lusher and greener than it does today, and everything was very well kept. Let's continue up the village.